But we mustn't shortchange our exploration of Proudhon's turn to the practical here. Hopefully, he's about to venture even farther down that road. When he says every question of domestic politics must be decided by departmental statistics, every question of foreign politics is an affair of international statistics, what guidance does this provide to us in this moment, when the accuracy of Proudhon's analysis has been proven by time and co-signed, most recently, by Prince, the truth that our growth as human beings depends on our being able to follow the rule of the earth, the eternal, the all of it truth, and that our collective humanity can likewise only bloom if nourished by truth. This is why they've gone on the initiative with this so-called fake news campaign. They can read ahead just like everyone else. They knew where Proudhon would lead us. Which means that for us here on the planet, in this moment, what we see when we look about us and assess what's needed is the glaring need to reestablish the rule of truth so that love can be a living presence in our lives, defining our lives again so that we can grow and develop our gifts, see them blossom in harmony with those around us. Absent this otherwise, absent the rule of truth, we're trying to establish them on melting ice. Nothing grows, nothing flows, nothing holds, while the wind from above just blows and blows. The statistics Proudhon refers to, so long as we remain in power's construction of us, mean nothing but an extra layer of lies painted on the walls of our cage to keep us from seeing beyond it. But with it, with truth established, meaning that we can base our decision-making on unmuddied, unmassaged, unmasked, actual terms, those not manufactured every moment by the tiny few, requiring enormous energy waste to maintain, the application of extreme force, but rather are based on and require no force of any kind beyond the bias of the earth, and the glaring need to determine what conditions of life are supported by this actual reality, by truth. The most important aspect of it being our inherent goodness, most important aspect of truth being our inherent goodness and love. Our loving and infinitely creative and expansive spirits demand the establishment of conditions that support the unfettered growth of our love and creativity. We began this comment by saying that we needed Nikola Tesla's technological advances to provide the underlying structural support for establishing the evolution Proudhon is speaking of. Let's clarify by saying that we need Nikola's gifts to have access to each other globally, to have actual information on which to plan our exit from class, and to create the infrastructure needed to guarantee universal access to the actual, to true knowledge, and the truth of each other's lives, so that we can plan together as a global one.